time. Kavashkocha brought this. And I want to thank Kol Oloshim. I want to thank the Eibishter himself for the schus of being the Zakeh of the Rabbi. I am here now. I'm ready to speak for thousands. I'm ready to hit, to do that. I must have reached in the hundreds of thousands with Hashem's help. Now, someone comes over to me and tells me, I got competition. Someone else, you got competition. Okay, competition. Competition's a good thing. I believe in it. There's a makom for it. I deal with it a little bit. Whatever. It's not so pusha. This cannot say from Rachel and Leah, they worked with it. It works. There's an inyan. You don't know when, where, and how. Okay. Now, this fellow used to take my B'tochen weeklies religiously. Nobody loved my B'tochen weeklies the way he did. He used to go meshuggah. He said he turned around his whole family. And he's a new person and this, not afraid of people anymore. And he used to hold it by his sitter and shul. And he was very hush of a person. This one, 2 years, 3 years, suddenly one day, whenever I meet him, Biederman! Biederman's great! Whenever he sees me, Biederman! Oh, you don't know. Oh, is he good? Every time he sees me, Biederman. And he lets me, you know, and I smile. Oh, that's nice. Do you know what Biederman said today? Whatever, the past, who? I never said anything, you know. And that's it. He's going to Biederman. And I'm very happy. He likes Biederman. And now someone comes over to me today, tells me, Mandel, competition is speaking. What are you supposed to do with that stuff? What is the Eibishter want? There's no Biederman. There's no competition. There's one Eibishter. What does he want? What my Rebbe taught me, you don't chop what's actually going on. The sheer pleasure in your life that you're heading for. There is one man that stands for Simcha. More than any human being in the beginning of creation. As far as the five books, the Heilige Chumash, Tanakh is a different story. In Chumash, it's none other than Aaron HaKohen. On him it says, V'samach! He's happy. Chag Zman Simcha Seino is Aaron. Now, he was the one that leiv shesomach begdulas ochim. A person who was happy with his brother's greatness. You don't do that so fast. You know what the Maharal says? A brother, you want anybody want these? They're extra. Maharal Prague says, a brother, Achov, was an ach, he was a tzara. A brother is a competitor. Since Cain and Abel, that's the definition of a brother. That's why Achav Harasha, the king of the Ten Shvatim, was called Achav. He was an Ach to Avodah Zarah. But the word Ach there means he was a competitor to the real. He dodges Ach competitor, whatever that means. Ach means a competitor. So, Cain and Hevel, everybody's busy with competitors. He's competing. He's better than you. I told you what happened the other day. I spoke in front of hundreds of people. And I was very proud of myself. And they were all listening. And people told me it was amazing. And then a couple of minutes later, someone walks over the... Now, I think the next day it was. Someone comes over to me. Oh, that's right. You spoke. Yes. The guy after you was 10 times better. How's that? The guy was 10 times better. How are you going to deal with that one? Now, you must have the Eibishter on board. If you don't live with the Yebis Deboy, you in hot soup. You're not worth a penny. You're ready to kick yourself. A friend of mine once, he's today a famous chazan, I believe. I haven't seen him forever. I know the name of one of the world-renowned chazanim who got up to speak. In Long Beach, I think, there was certain, all the chazanim he's just singing, and they're, people like that. And the guy got covered to Shemayim. He was a little kid, my friend. And the world famous, I won't say his name, a big, big name. Like Yossel and Rosenblatt, wasn't him. One of those big, big names. A top, top chazan, the whole world. He was in the newspapers all the time. He was special. And this person, my friend, was a little kid, a cutie pie, with a voice. And when this guy was finished, they were roaring. There's a giant crowd, thousands, you know, it was a big turnout. He was a world famous. They clapped their hands, and it was love. Now, they're about to say goodbye when suddenly, 1 second, we got a little kid here. So, let's hear the kid. And my friend, he told me, he was a little boy, and he stepped up to the stage, and he started singing. Now, you can't compete with a cute kid. Forget it. He was super. A little kid with it. Those days, the world was not into this kid singing. Later on, Yossi Sonnenblick, if you remember that, it was on a famous record, a Mujitzer record. Remember, he sang Mechalka Chaim. We went wild. Cute kid, wow. It became a fad. It lost its glow. But those days, no one ever heard of it. A little kid. And my friend was that kid. They went wild. They were cheering like Meshuggah when he was finished. And then they told him, go bow. He bowed. A little bubby goes, bows. And they roared again. And they told him, and he was starting to walk off the stage. And, no, we want to hear some more. You know, and he sang another few minutes, whatever. The bow again. They already went out of there, Caleb. And he saw this world famous chazan never had to sit there and watch. And he told me that chazan did not look good. He had Tisha B'Av. Ace of Russia, my younger brother, took this. I hate you forever. They teach their kids in school. They teach them disgusting things, how to hate Jews. What's that all about? That's a chinuch. That's what they teach them. That's their life. You got to hate because he started. And he's younger and he had no right doing it, so we got to get him back. What are you doing? Be Michael, be a mensch. So he said, listen to this, so let it, so Arnakayan was happy. How do you become a Leib Shesamach B'dula Sochet? First you gotta be a Leib Shesamach. You gotta spend your life enjoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sit and learn. I had a big chiddush today, by the way. It was super. I'm not gonna say it, but Rab. I avoid my chiddushim for the public. I'm afraid I'm gonna lose. I don't know. Maybe one of these days I'll do it. See what happens. How long I last. I have some nights. But it gives me tremendous simcha. I worked on it. I had a lot of simcha. Learning. Sit and learn. Be happy. Learn Musa. How lucky I am to be alive. You're one of those that's always busy. Happy. Happy with basics. Come inside. I had some good food today. My daughter made some delicious potato goo. Ooh, I'm gonna tell this is the best thing for my family. I'm gonna be a good family man. She made a potato salad rabbisai. Now the whole world's gonna hear about my daughter's potato. The next time I meet her, I'm gonna be on a good list. Ta, you said that? In front of the whole? Yeah, I did it. Wow. Anyway, I enjoyed the potato salad. I said, Eibishter, you're so nice. You know, there's so much things to be happy about. eat a good potato salad. What's wrong? You're so frum. You're not allowed to do that, huh? Boy, do you have to do that. You know, Aaron HaKohen, I tell you, the carbon is Korbel Hashem. How do you get close to Hashem with a carbon? Because you open up the animal that you're the same, and you see the intestines and the heart and the lungs and the kloyes and the kedev. And it's meridic! How delicious it is to be alive. Akol neshima neshima taloko. So Aaron HaKohen brings a carbon and he sees the Abish's greatness. And the fact that I'm going to the bathroom successfully. You want to know some people who, when they go to the bathroom, it's a dreaded experience, Hashem Yirachem. They sit in hospitals and knows what. You know how many people suffer? You make an Asher Yotzeh with Simcha dance! You have to be on top. Let the other guy be the, so you're not so good. So who cares? I'm close to Hashem. So if you're a happy person, then you're fagin your brother. Now when I was in the Vardig, I once had, Kuptarai Rabbi, I said, come in. I certainly don't mind having such a big guy. Something tells me I'm the competitor. Something tells me it's a different matzah. What's the difference? Enjoy life. Now, they told me in the Vardig, if the other guy makes it and you don't, you should dance, because then you could be a Leif Shasama. Then you can get yourself an Urim Betumim. Isn't it worth it? You know what became of him, Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen is everything. He is the man of the hour. We're all Aharonim. In Kinnis, there's a Lashon Aharonim. Kayanim. Here's his malas. Why do we respect the Kayan? What's a Kayan so big? And his whole family forever, Kayanim. Be happy with someone else. It's a lot more fun. So, okay, whoever you said his name, I could do either one. Bechira, getting jealous, you don't have to do that. What'd you say? He is also speaking now? He got a bigger crowd. So good. I gotta tell my wife. What I have to go through in my life. And I'm such a great guy and they're all running to the other guy. I can't live it, such a hard life. The other guy's better, they like him better. So? Therefore what? They like him better. You can go to the toilet, dance. You want me to show you the guys who can? Yeah, you can sing, you can enjoy your daughter's potato salad. So what do you care if they like him better? I got my potato salad. And I may say, enjoy your black Gemara. Well, so he's better, you're better. The Meister of Chaska Levenstein, Rebel Yeshvei Zatzal. He's holy Jews. Spoke in Lakewood. He got up BMG and he spoke about his Masbid Reb Chaska. Rebel Yeshvei was learning in Lakewood. And he was close to Reb Chaska. He loved Reb Chaska. And he came to the Mir Yeshiva. Reb Chaska was a Mashgiach for a short while. Until he left America. And he told him that he's learning in Lakewood. And Yeshiva in Lakewood was perhaps, it sounded better than whatever. It sounded too good for Reb Chaska. Reb Chaska was just, whatever it was, he overheard Reb Chaska saying, my Yeshiva, your Yeshiva, my Yeshiva, your Yeshiva. He was working on himself. Rebel Yeshvei pointed out. He had to. You got to work on these things. What's the difference? Don't bother me. That's why he was Reb Chaska. He's sitting in Olam Haba. If you're happy with someone else's greatness, then you get part of that. It belongs to you too. Did you hear that? I told this to Rav Schlesinger in Muncie. He said, it's Teres Emes. And since then, I heard B'Shem the Chidush Yadim. You like the way other people daven Shem and Esa? All the Shem and Esa belong to you. You're jealous? You lost them all. If you're late, Shasamach, why is Aaron HaKohen a mountain on top of another mountain? Because Hayrahar means I'm getting double. What I do, my Simtavim, and I got his too, because I'm happy with his, I got his too. I'll tell you my Raya. I haven't said it for years. He gives, man. The Raya is a bomb. Daily Yisrael, one after another said it's great. It's Emes. And Makas Bechayra, it's a terrible thing happened. All everybody's Bechayra died, including the Bechayra of the Shvi. The Shvi is a captured guy. There's a Chinaman in Egypt. He never saw a Jew in his life. And he's sitting there, young, he's sitting in jail, he's captured, he's suffering. And his firstborn also died. What did he do wrong? He's in jail, he didn't even see a Jew. Says Rashi, he was happy that the Jews are in trouble. His baby's dying, just like a Mitzri. But he didn't do anything. The Mitzri would torture us. And he's behind bars. He's a Shvi. He's captured. Doesn't matter. So Yidl Mandel says, be the type of Meruba. He gets the same punishment just because he's happy with our tzaris. He was happy that we were in trouble. If you're happy with someone's goodness, then you get his mitzvah also. How do you like my raya? I heard the Chiddush Arim says it. I believe, or Meir Simcha, I believe, says it. I heard it, at least three different big guns say it. I said it on my own. And I told him something, he says, Titus Emes. And I said, that's why Aaron HaKohen is on a mountain on top of another mountain. You're going to be a Leif Shesamach. You're going to be Ayin Taiva. And you're going to be happy with someone else's success. You're going to get all the Zalem Abba. And so let's say this other guy's Gavaldig. Someone else is speaking now. Great person. By the way, so I like it another reason. He has to do all the hard work, and I'm getting scar. That part I like. I'm one of those people who, there used to be a sign, I love work. I could watch it all day. The way everyone else works. I love work. I could watch all day the way they're all working. All right, now. How much simcha Yid has. If he lives with good midas, you work on your midas. It's a different world. Be happy. Let him make a good speech. What do you care? You get his olam haba, you'll get everything. And if you're jealous, you lost it. You want to be a kain and a hevel? You want to be a kainach? You want to go be jealous? But I do recommend, try to put kaisas in being you and appreciating you. Don't spend your life leif shesamach. I don't like it so much, because you have to work and see your mila over his. Whatever it is. Because you don't just run to leif shesamach. You gotta work on yourself also. You gotta be something. But it's okay. You do both. You be zech with everything. Be mispal. Maybe she'll give you everything you want. Be happy with someone else. I watched this in Nevada. Two brothers, close in age. And Nevada is Dave. Work on that midos. Rabbi Sai, I'm getting a little bit. I shouldn't say this in public. And we gotta start saying it more and more. Now look, I'm not gonna change the world. More and more, when people come to me, I say, let me give you a bracha. I'm having nisim. This guy's daughter was depressed like no one's business. I gave up. The parents are crying. It's going on for years. An older girl, no shidduch, no nothing. The girl was in the garbage. She couldn't function. She was a tzibrachim, 1,000 pieces. I said, your daughter's gonna be perfect. And I want to tell you, I didn't believe what I was saying. This is a tough one. Sometimes you hear a tough one, you say, oh boy, this guy's not, nothing's happening. But, it's 2 months later. Father comes over to me. Nisim. A new girl. Unbelievable. I had a lot of stories. Somebody wanted a bracha for money. His wife made sheitlach. And she has no business this time of the year. I said, she's going to be filthy rich. He called me up. He said, something happened. All the customers are running one after another. My mandal's bracha. Right? And I don't... Maybe that one I did believe more. But the first one, I was just... I do it, I don't care. I'm not in this boat. Anyway, give brachas. Who? Two brothers, there you go. Two brothers. One of them, close in age. So I recommend people put koiches in nidus. Sit. I would like to turn over that. I don't like to say things that we're not holding there. What are you making everyone crazy for? What I like to know, what I like to do, the best Musa Shmuz is the Shmuz that says, that you walk away saying, according to Rabbi Mandel, I'm a great guy. That's what I'm, you know what, I said this in Shul by my Chevra. Oh boy, is this important. Very important. You know there are people who sin and they can't help it? I don't want to say this in public. It's too much. But in private, I'll say it over. There is, whatever. There are people, you know Rabbi Shaul Salanter taught the people in Amsterdam how to write on Shabbos with a Shinoi? You heard of that? You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. They were doing the Rises. Do it the Rabbonis. They're not holding by keeping Shabbos. Teach him the Rabbonis. He taught him how to write shorthand. That's what they say. That's where they're holding. I chill Shabbos. That's where he's holding. You too. Me too. I'm getting angry way too much. That's where I'm holding. Leave me alone. You ought to turn me into a Russia. That's where I'm up. Okay, now we'll talk about working on it. It's a big, big Indian. I'll divide, but you can't start knocking yourself to pieces. You have to somehow, you're going to walk around the pest. What are you going to say in Kelm produced? Aganov. Kelm! Aganov? Out of Kelm, they went into the Alto of Kelm. They said, that's what your Musa Yeshiva is producing? Aganov? You know what the Alto said? Yeah, he's a big, one of our best products. Come on. Oh yes, we're so proud of him. Oh, what's that? His father's a Reitzeach. He's doing wonderful. He's only a Ganev. Do you know, a lot of us need that. We need to hear these things. Because where we're coming from, we're doing great. I'm always tell this to people. I honestly respect them if they're coming from a shady background and they're doing anything. I really respect them. They're way better than the guys that don't have it. So I said this in public. It's important. People have to know these things. That, you know, then there's Pekuach Nefesh Dachar Kol HaTorah Kula. You know there's Pekuach Nefesh? There's Pekuach Nefesh. Whatever it is, there's certain things that are Pekuach Nefesh. Do you know that? Whatever. Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum told me once, that getting depressed is worse than things that are, sometimes the Yiddishkeit could be better. The depressed is worse. Okay, that's good for some people. Watch out. If you're depressed, enjoy. Being depressed, what's wrong with being depressed? Bechal. I have a whole different hashkafa. What's wrong with being depressed? Who said there's something wrong with depressed? It's great. Be depressed. Can I kid around? I have a son from England. A grandson who was born in Great Britain, in England. And, you know, we get along. So I'm kidding around. Today's July 4th. American Independence Day. So I told my daughter, great news. What? I got into a fight with my anacle. He's English. I'm American. It's no good. You're one of those, you know, the July 4th. We kicked out you crazy English guys. And we the Americans, we became the American, you English guys, you were nasty to us. So I got into a fight with my grandson. Got into a big fight. You're English. Don't talk to me. I'm not your friend. So I told this to my daughter. Good news. What's the good news? Life has been so boring lately. So now he made a living. We got into a fight. You know, he's English. No, it's limiting. I'm joking. Anyway, so let's get back to the two brothers. I saw this with my own eyes. Two brothers in Navardig. Very close in age. And have a seat. Enjoy yourself. Come, whoever comes here is getting Elamaba. And the chusim of coming here, I'll tell you, you got a lot of Elam Haba, but if I'd be more boring, you'd get 100 times more Olam Haba. I'm sorry, I can't supply that. But anyway, because Tay Pama time and Maya Belita, I don't recommend running to a chavrusa that's going to make hard for you to learn, you know. But if it happens, you got 100 times. But the Avish, it's great. But Avish, everything's good. Anyway, so I watch these two brothers learning. One of them is very talented. The other one is not. They look the same. They're very close in age. Both, Oiv Dei Hashem, wow! One of them is Shemineshes, the other one, you still watch them in Beis Abdidus alone with the Avis. These are professional. I call them up like my Rebbe. They're younger than me, but they know what they're doing. They're very chashuv. Before they talk, they think. You know, these guys, they both know Shas. Navarra got its best. You know, they're great guys, both of them. So one of them is less talented than the other one. And the other one sings in public, and he can't. The other one speaks, and he speaks, they all do. So I watched once as his brother was singing. His brother made up the whole niggun, the Vardigan niggun, whatever, and everyone was watching him, and his mother was proud and everything. And he's the brother who can't sing. So he got himself a tape recorder from home, and he put it there to listen to his brother sing. I know what he was doing. He wanted to be a Leif Shesamach B'Dula Sachi. Navarnik, this is a gold mine. He once told me himself. He has some big nesianis. He says, "Ze Oter, this is a treasure. This is great. Now I can be a Leif Shesamach. This is Givaldi. I'm going to listen to him and play it over. I'm going to ask my brother things. Boom, I'm an Aaron. It's great. Be an Aaron. What do you have to be a Kairach for? Yeah, I tell you, it's simple as all that. Don't say, but inside, man, don't be complicated. Buy the tape recorder and be an Aaron. Goodbye. When you leave this world, you will be together with Aaron HaKayin. It's not a joke. You worked on Leif Shesamach, you got it. Leif Shesamach, Bidullah Sachiv, Urim Batumim. It paid to be the reject who blew it, you didn't make it, your brother's taking over. No problem. I'll be a Leif Shesamach. So all these people are telling me, the competitors, you know, Mandel. I have no problem. I'll be a Leif Shesamach. I'm so happy with this guy, with that guy. Be a Leif Shesamach. Now, unfortunately, I want to apologize. I've not talked too much kanoyas on Pashas Pinchas. It doesn't pass for an avadiga like me not to talk kanoyas. A little bit at least. I don't want to get too involved in that. I have my reasons. Not that I don't have it in me. I love Kanoyas. I had my days when I did certain things that I once did in public. I don't want to say it, Brahm. It's not Kedai. I was once Moshe in public and something happened, a Kedusha Inyan happened in front of a big crowd. And there was a guy who was, whatever, a Kedusha, somebody broke our breeches. And everyone was quiet. And I opened up my big mouth. And I said, "Excuse me, sir, this is an Orthodox place." The guy was like this. I had to calm him down afterwards. "I didn't mean to hurt you, but we just can't do those things. So I did that more than once this time. It's a big chus to do that. And once I could have done, and I didn't do it. Bothers me. I could have opened my big mouth. Kanoyes, Yarkami Galain. Be a Kanoy. What are you scared of? Get up in public and boom. And open your big mouth. I can tell you ideas. I've done things in my life. What I usually like to do is open my big mouth and say something nice. Like when I had to speak in front of a big crowd over there. The Rebbe's get together, and they're the biggest Rosh Yeshivas. Shmuel Kamenetsky is there, everyone's sitting there. I got up, they asked me to speak. I says, "Abayse, I'm so happy that it's Adar, because I just had some schnapps, and now I can see two Shmuel Kamenetskys, two Rav Goldbergers, two Rav Besslers." I do these type of things. I can stand up on a chair, and make myself a little meshuga, not too much. And I got Haskamas. I have the biggest Rabbanim in Lakewood getting on the chair together with me. I made it legal. The first time I did it, Reb Chaim Halpern was watching me, and I says, Reb Chaim, you like that? He says, I says, how did I go in Novadic? 100% Novadic! No, 101%! He was so happy that I got up on a chair. Novadic did this. Break your midas, you don't be so scared of everybody. I'm gonna tell you a maisa that happened with my shver. Well, Kano used to get maisa. His name was Aaron Rothman. He was a Talmud of the Michas Aluza. Who was? Before Rabbi Yelush from Satma, he was the first Turkat. Oh, was he Lebedek? He let you have it. He used to say things. Yamach Shemai v'zecharai. He used to curse. My Shved told me he was really the nicest person you ever met. He was warm. He was sweet. He was nothing like him. But it came to certain things, Yiddishkeit. I don't want to say certain things that I heard. I can't repeat it. It was a little too much for me. I'm still a Litvak. You know what? He had his cheetah strength. He once said he had a gabbai named Chaim Ber. Sweetie, I met the gabbai. Was he sweet? He was here in New York. He survived the war. I met him in Munkach with my shvei was staying there. Such a zisa person. His gabbai. Chaim Ber is man ait. You know what that means? Chaim Ber is my witness. I never cursed any Jew. He used to say Yimach Shemai 24/7. on people on Chassidish Rebbes. He once made fun of one of the biggest Rebbes in Europe, where he chuckled with his payas, his Turma payas. He made fun of the word is Kishayesh Din Lamata ain't Din Lamal. That's what they say. Okay, fine. Now, my shved told me once, I used to say in Hungary it was much better than in Poland. Poland were off the derech. Hungary they still held. My shved didn't. He says, you don't know how bad it was in Hungary. They had the same garbage in Hungary. And his sister's chasidim. There was mixed dancing. Somebody, his sister was a tzaddik, his family was Kedish Kedoshim. But they had these, they called them Neologin. Those are the new guys, the reformed, the bums, the Zionist chaver. So they come into his sister's chasidim, a man and a lady, start dancing together. My shver goes, he was a bachi, yeshiva bachi. He walks over to them, he was a Talmud, the Minchas Aluza. Pays time, such a Rebbe, who teaches you. What, are you going to sit quiet? Well, you're covered, huh? See, that's Navardic. That's how I got Navardic. If I have a shver like this, now you'll understand how I got into Navardic. You'll find out about my shver. Anyway, he walks over, he says, you can't do that. It's awesome, you can't do it. So they laughed at him. He says, all right, I'll do a job. He's a smart man, my shvet. Aaron and the Rockmans, Chusli Yogan Aleinu, should have a big Olam Haba, my great person. He helped me out to learn my first years of marriage. He should have the biggest Olam Haba. He gave me a wonderful wife and a wonderful everything. I owe him everything. My father-in-law, Ashley Chalkai. Anyway, so what did he do? So he did like this. He went into the kitchen. And he asked for a tray. I want to help out. I want to help out to serve. Come, wants to help out to serve. If anybody wants, I have a few extra pastures, pinchas, pitachon weeks. You want to take it, you can take it. Anyway, I want to help out, he says. Goes in there and he fills up the tray. Now, I'd like to put in my spice up the story. I don't remember this. I don't remember him saying it, but he put it, can I have a bowl of boiling hot soup? Good. With some Hungarian goulash. The real fatty stuff. Greasy, good greasy stuff. This is Hungary. This is back in England, you know. They know how to cook. I know this is already cliche, my wife, and look what happens to me. When I finish eating, I'm bursting. Anyway. And he gets a whole thing there. He wants to help. Come inside, come inside, Rabbi Zai. Come in, make yourself at home. He takes a tray, and he comes in, and he walks right over to that man and lady who were dancing with each other. He walks right over, And suddenly he slips. Oi! 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 He slips. Max believe he slips. Oi, I'm so sorry!
My dress!
He apologized. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He apologized. That's the story. How do you like that one? My shrimp was all right? Good story? You want to hear some more canais? I heard this. You should know, if you ever be zecha to this, you'll get a lamaba. I knew Yidu was a canoe. And he got into trouble. He lost his job because of it. Because they didn't accept, he was knocking it to Yainim. He got up a rabba, and he started talking about the tefillin of, he had to be maspid. Tzayani, one of the big Rishayim over there, makes this a midir. He has to be master. He says, how much money would you pay for? He was a rabbi and a big giant shul, modern chevra, who he had to say nice stuff. That was his job. Okay, we'll say nice stuff. How much money would you pay for the film of the Vilna Gaon? Oh, $10,000. 20. Good. How much did you pay for Rashi's? Oh, Rashi, $500,000. How much did you pay for, Moshe Rabbeinu's film? $10 million. I would pay all the money in the world for this Tzayani's film. It never happened. He was joking. He was making a galakta of him. The guy never would film. You want me to make a hesped of him? He's not worth a dime. He did that in public. And they didn't like it. And he was good. He was a good, great speaker. I knew this person. They didn't like it. And they told him, get off right now. And the president of that shul, this is an America, you don't do that. And he let him off the stage together with the guy who was going to get his job. If I'm not mistaken, those were the two people who said, bye bye. You lost your job. We don't want you back. And he said it was Gehenna. He never had the bezyanis. Oh boy. A rabbi is kicked out physically from his job. By the way, the guy who got the job instead of him's famous story. That rabbi, that president of Mavazim Rabbim, a week later, they were on a plane. The plane crashed. They were dead. The next guy who got the job as a rabbi in that, after 1 week, he fell dead in the street from a heart attack. Nobody wanted to take the job. You know that? I used to pass by that shul. There was always arson. Goyim. All the other shuls, nobody. Goyim used to check at that shul. I saw my own eyes. There was always something cooking in that shul. Whatever. And his levaya, I heard this from several people. You know how Muda Denura is? He spent the rest of his life a broken person with no job. And he was a nice man. He used to speak. He was big Talmud Chacham. People liked him. And he used to speak like he was a magid. You know, he spoke Yishmaka things. But at his levaya, that's what they say. Not everybody saw. The Chevra Kadisha noticed there was light. You know what Amuda Denura is? I don't know exactly what happened. That's why I'm a little bit. But they did, something happened. The Abish just took up for that person. You know what I mean? Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. The Gemara in Ksubas, the second pair. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak used to go to the Chasan, to dance with Adasim. Rabbi Yehuda did the same thing, by the way. And they didn't like it. All his Tamidim didn't like it. He said, Kamasu Bav Sabi, you're embarrassing us. You're Rosh Hashivi. You're juggling Adasim in front of the Chasan and Kalahir. He didn't like it. And all his life he did it. When he was Nifta, a pillar of fire appeared before his grave. And some people say it had the image of a Hadas. And then the Tanaim said, he said about that, Ahana Leishtusei, his acting crazy helped him. Look at that, Abish just stuck up and bite because he's Mavazim, so for a mitzvah. I advise all that stuff. To get up, like if someone's Mavazim Talmud Chacham, open your mouth. I don't know. Watch what you're doing. See, the thing is, I did this a few times, and I found this dirt. I had to do it. You're dealing with a Yehorek Vayavadik issue. You don't stand by. Well, I try to avoid problems. You don't lump, but you never know sometimes. So I did, and I found that people today, first, they're not Mezidin, you know. Go over and speak to them nicely. You don't have to get and be a kanoi. No mitzvah to hurt people's feelings. That's one thing I want to say. But so you got to know. Sometimes you should. Reb Nelson Bachzweigel told me, all for the boss, J.J. Herman. He told this to me himself. When he was in America, America was a midbar. They didn't keep anything. So he, a chasen in America was mixed dancing. So when he heard there's a chasana, he was the one. We don't have this anymore. When I grew up on this. Ladies, please dress in accordance with Jewish tradition. Please dress. Or else the ladies, Hashem Yerachem. It's America, you know. No shaitlach. Those days it was nothing. So every invitation had that. And who was behind that? J.J. Herman, who was the father-in-law of Rav Scheinberg. And he was a fire. Oh, wow. He went to war against all these Americans. He was an American boy himself. I was at his Levi. You know what his son said about him? He never looked at a woman in his life. That's what he said. Anyway, whatever. He's a tzaddik. Rav Scheinberg Shver. He fought the world. He was very, he used to go by beaches and put a thing on him. The Torah forbids. You know, he was. Anyway, so Rav Nelson told me the way he used to go back and forth. The way he used to go to a chasen and get up on a chair and start screaming, the Torah forbids this! And then two Muzlatan, one pick up by the right hand, one by the left hand, and they throw him out. And his daughter writes down, he looked great. He loved giving away for the Eibishter. It was a lifestyle. He did this all the time. Rabbi Mamloi used to fight the Tzionim. He was in and out of jail every Monday and Thursday. They respected him. His Rebbetzin was by me. They should have bigger, look, they should be, it's a yeshiva for us. He was a kanoi. The Briskero was Makana of Rabbi Mamloi. He once came back from one of these Afghanot fighting the Tzionim about Shabbos and Tuchamesim, about Kedusha. I saw him screaming to ladies, Perucha! Chachufa! He was screaming in Meir Shiorim. He was staying with some of these other Tzorakati guys. He was screaming, he was an Elis, a Mensch, a Tzadik. He was Niftash, Pilgus. He was born on Pesach and Niftah on Pesach. And Rav Don Segel told me that he once saw him, I think in Bnei Brak, usually he was in Yerushalayim, I don't know what the setting was. He saw him walking towards the scene of action. And they had clubs, these riot squad, the Israelis, inside the club is lead. You know, it's dangerous stuff. I witnessed a pool of blood this size in the street. You know what they can do to a person? When you're going out to fight them, you're playing with fire. You see him? What he said, the chashid, the Briskerov said, Rav Chaim said, the chashid on Ritzisha. They once, Tzionim once walked into, I don't know if it's true or not, once walked into Rav Chaim's house. I think it was Rav Chaim. Walked in. And he had to come in for a minute or two. And because of Rabbarov Be'er, who was a Talmud, then disappeared, it was gone. And looking for hours, they couldn't find him. Finally, they opened up a closet. He's sitting there shaking. And he said, what's going on here? He says, Mein Rebbe gesagt, Atziyoni is choshed ab Ritzicha. Pekoach Nefesh, you know, by Brisk, everything's halacha. Pekoach Nefesh, stay in the closet. Don't move. Pekoach Nefesh. That's what they say. So they're not tzaddik yadar, you really. You know, Mesa's a Medeachis? You sit by and everything's a joke? They see Rabbi Aaron Feldman, the Ashrei Chelke Begoro, he just came out. Real fire, the Kazachim. Well, these people, they're amongst the Nefesh, they're covered. It's not easy. I remember what they used to say about the Sava. They didn't like it. A lot of these European Jews, they used to see these Polish Yidden, they have nothing left after the war. And Yisrael, Israel was called Yisrael. All we have today is Yisrael. That's our hope, because they lost the whole families and everything. So it meant so much to them. So by them, Zionists were Kedush Kedashim. They weren't from. So when Rasatmo came out against them, they didn't like it. I don't want to tell you. One of these Polish ones came over to me. I can't repeat what he said. It was Shrekless. He didn't like it. And the Sapmo wasn't scared of nobody. Schutz Yager Aleinu. You know how sweet he was. These people were not angry people. I don't recommend kanois, especially in your family. Watch out. No kanois at home. You want to be a kanois? Do it in the street. Not at home. At home, you be butter. Rabban Kreiser once told me the way a father has to treat a kid, the way you have to treat a family. Butter! Goodness, sweetness, warmth, love to no end. That's the way you gotta act. That's when your Nevada goes wrong. His goodness, I went to Rabbi Schwartz in his house. He always spoke with a low voice. He worked on it. It's a big job. We're gonna get there one of these days. We're gonna bring back Nevada. We're moving ahead, by the way. Things are skyrocketing. They just sold 2,000 Madrigas Adams. They know the guy who sells it in Israel, he said it's all us. He must have went to Lakewood. But we already have in Muncie, Reblazer Fried, Langsdorff. We have the hotline we all know about from Columbia. Reblazer Fried has 10 younger light. They spend 2 hours a day with Muslims. Don't ask me what they're doing. And they learn half an hour Muslim as spilus, and they love it. Their lives are turning around. He takes guys apart, don't ask me. I sent somebody to him. This lady calls me from England. She wants to make a bad, a Nevada Gavad. She wants to know how to do it. I said, call Laser Friedman. Laser Fried. He knows why. He knows how to do it. That's all my fillers, by the way. I Dom Abishtai, bring me back Nevada. And suddenly he pops up. I once said, Abishtai, I can't do everything alone. 2 weeks later, Golombek goes into business. By me, it's all tefillah. I Dom all, I get whatever I go. I need money. I just gave $2,000. Where did that come from? I need $2,000. Suddenly the guy comes, and I mean, I go straight to the boss. Why should you waste your time with people and beg them? Go straight to the boss. Have patience. He tests you. Something you got to catch a little bit. You get it. I got to tell you a story, Kanoyas, about Reb Gershon. First of all, watch Kanoyas at home. People call me up a lot. From people. Watch out! From kite, they say that the Satma says, feel vicious, veining mitzvahs. From is not a joke. It always was an issue. People think, what's wrong with being from? I stick up for from people. I'm a from type by nature. I changed a lot. They did a job on me, you know. In the body, they told me, the type, the yitzhatay, tay ma'ay, yitzhara. People destroy their own mishpacha with from kite. Watch out. Now, I happen to like it, because this day and age, you don't knock nobody. So let it be from. What's wrong? He's a from type. So, he likes, see the way he does mitzvahs, and he's careful. So, it's gavaldig, whatever you do is good. Do it this way. Anything you do nowadays is crazy. However, sometimes you're going to kill the kids. You kill your wife, or the wife will kill the husband. Somebody's from out there, and or their father-in-law will kill the son. He's not. Oh, such aggravation. And he's not learning the way I'd like him to. You know, you gotta watch that stuff. I deal with a lot of that. It's poison. What are you doing? What are you getting aggravation for? First of all, my boyfriend told me, in the next world you're gonna get it's aggravation. But it's a mitzvah to be aggravated. The kid's not from. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah. But wait, if you can't help it, and you're getting aggravated, mitzvah. And you'll won't be Gehenna, you had tzaras, I'm not stopping you. But if you want to do things lechatzila, I have to reason with a lot of people not to get aggravated. I'll tell you, okay, I don't want to be too sharp. Watch out, don't yell at kids, and be very from, don't do that to anybody. Those guys are not learning. They're batlonim. That's criticism. You know how to do that. Sign something wrong. Keep away no criticism on anybody, especially not on yourself. I'm for sure a great guy. I don't believe in any criticism. Nevada is for against criticism big time. Okay, but now I'm going to tell you, a real Reb Gershon told me he was a big Hanoi. And when I discussed the way things are going on these days, you know, he says, what do you want from them? Reb Gershon with all his Hanois. You know what he had? His girls had super long dresses. You know that? No sheitlach by him. I mean, that he was trying. His boy, these are literature. Long pants like this. He tried. It didn't go 100%. Some people did it and some people, it's a literature. yeshiva people. But he was looking, he held, there's no b'diyeved and ruchnius. No Navadigas went as extreme as he did. Even in Navadig, he was extreme. But he understood. He once told me, he says, what do you want from these people? In such a dire. He said with such a warmth, you have to be done like Havschus. You have to be done. The way he said it, he said, you want to be done like Havschus. So they're fancy, so. So they're not so from, so. He was so warm and warm and warm. Feel for other people. Be Avraham Avinu, who cared, who loved. Don't be a kanoi. At the same time, he was a kanoi. Here comes the story. You gotta know when and where, you know. In walks, I'm not gonna say his name, but the other knows who it is, it's fine with me. He was on the blacklist of every Gadol B'Yisrael. See the Litvakas, everyone got along when it came to him. They say he matted Manzer. Bad news. Whatever. And he was very, very, he learned in the Litvish Yeshiva, the Mashgiach there said, this man, the Satan is pushing him to learn by his mother. He had a very, very, I don't want to get involved with what went. I don't like this type of stuff. Because I have a very strong agenda. I'm Belz. I'm Belz. Everybody's a tzaddik yisrael. I like that. For our door, I love it. But I got to tell my story. I'm not getting involved in this. But I'm just telling you what Reb Yeshen did when he popped up in Paris. This famous controversial person who was considered like not stopped. And everyone's sitting there, and everyone's has to balek him because he's a big guy. And they're sitting there in Paris, and they had a big, big meeting, and a big, I don't know what it was, some function, and there were a lot of balabatim all over the place. All the rich guys were sitting there. You better watch every move you make. If you have a maisid, the rich people, that's your life. You better behave. All fundraisers know that. Even if they're kanoim, but not in front of them, they won't. You better behave. You need the yeshiva's going to fall apart because you got to be such a firm guy. They don't understand. You bug off and goodbye. Well, Reb Yerson was made out of different material. Navadok! Batochen! Oh, you don't see any people. He saw one Abishter his whole life. He wasn't curious to anybody. So he gets up in the middle of the whole giant meeting over there. With hundreds of people sitting there eating, and all the Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshivas of Paris, all sitting together, whatever they had those days, were going back, way, way back, 45 years ago, I don't know, very way back. And this person who was considered, Rahmana Litzlandic, a person, was sitting there, and everyone was, don't you dare open your mouth, he's tough, you know, okay. Reb Yeshen gets up, and I need money for my yeshiva, you know. Watch out, these balabatim, though. They don't know about this kanayas who's good, who's not. The guy looks from, he's good, he's gonna buy it. Yeshen gets up, and suddenly he says in his Lashon Kodesh, the way I remember, Rabbi Sa, Ladabai Naini, Yaish Luni Udum Kizei, Shehuloi, Hulai Yirat Shabayim, Hulai Tzirichim Lasis Kriya, Availis, Tzirichim Lasis Availis Achshu. He goes ahead and he takes some scissors and he rips his, he brought scissors from home. Then he had a box with him, stacked with scissors, and he starts handing them out. Ni, Tikach, Tikach, Tikach. They were looking at him like, who's this guy? What is he doing? And he said, no. And he's standing there as if like, he wasn't stupid. The one who told me the story told me, Rabbeinu, look, Paplo, couldn't care less how the Elam responded. Didn't mean a thing to him how they responded. They liked it. They understood it. And they didn't understand it. There goes all your money. Well, he became a multi-millionaire right after that. He wasn't scared of people. You know what he once did? And the box, he brought it from home, stacked with scissors. Everybody, go. No, you have the right fear. You know, standing here, right in front of the guy. He wasn't scared of nobody. This is Navadig. What did Mordechai do when he saw Haman? You know what he told me, Rav Kanarik Zatzal? Don't say Hitler, Haman, Stalin. Hitler, Stalin, bad guys. Haman was a nice man. It was Mordechai's fault. Because Mordechai hated Ra. He met Haman in the street and he says, you're Russia, I'll smack you up. That was Mordechai. Mordechai had a special agenda against Ra. I'll kill it. I'm not impressed with him. I don't care who he is. I don't care his position. So that's the way, you know what Chazal say, what he told Haman? When he was stepping on him to get on the horse, he kicked him on the way up. And Haman says, hey, Haman was, know how to learn. I'm only going to show him new Tanakh. He said, hey, it says, you know that pasuk in Mishlei? So Mordechai, yes, that's not for you. That's for Yidden that are a little bit azay. For you, it's another pasuk. Step on the guy, kick him. That's the pasuk for you, Haminol. Mordechai was tough. So Reb Yashin wasn't Mordechai. No chachmas. And he did now. And he became a multimillionaire afterwards, and he fast one. He once came to a rich man's house. And this rich man used to learn Navardic. And he heard he struck it rich, built himself a palace, and where a whole bunch of dollars. I don't want to get involved in this sugya of being fancy. I do not want to get involved. No way! Any guy that's fancy, I'm not telling you to go buy yourself a house that's going to kill you to support it. I don't recommend that. But if that's the matzah, whatever reason, we live in Lakewood, that's what they look like. There are rabbanim who scream about it. I'm not getting involved. It's not what I'm here for. But I have to tell my story. And Reb Yeshen, the Navardigas don't like luxuries. They hate it. And he was given the chinuch not to like this type of stuff. So he was a multi-millionaire. And Reb Yerushin, a man with a maysa needs money. He took a trip. This happened at least once or twice. I heard the eyewitness who was with Reb Yerushin. Took a trip for an hour and a half to meet this gevir. Figured he'd get some money. Well, he sat down. Is he here? He goes, oh, hello, how are you? Yes, oh, Reb Yerushin, I remember you from the Vatican back in Europe. Yes, yes. Oh, how are things? You want something? No. And he has his drapes and his rugs and a chandelier. And there he's got a pool down there. I know a guy, they say he has a pool with dolphins inside the pool. And he dances with the dolphins. You know that? Someone here in Lakewood told me, there's all things going on in this world. Okay, sure. He has his the patio and the shit, and his wife gets up. Well, we're making a barbecue. We're making a, you know, Americana. This is in Europe, in France, Paris, whatever. He made a special trip to this guy, and he sat there. He expected he's gonna come. You know, we need money for the yeshiva. Maybe not Reb Yerushin. What are you doing with your life? A gevir doesn't hear that from anybody. What became of you? You used to learn. Well, you fell into the shtusim narishkeit. You fell into ilum hazeh. You have fans of the whole world has to see. What a big yeh. Who is that? What is that? Dreist.com? Was machtozach meshege? Who? What? An hour and a half. Reb Yerushin wiped the floor with this man. A gevir. Okay. I don't do that stuff. It's not for the door. I'm not getting involved. But what I want to bring out is not to be afraid of people. That's for sure. Don't be scared of gevir. Gevir. And a doctor is the same. Mishigaz. He's a doctor. I had a mice with a doctor just recently. This doctor's a tzaddik. He's my friend. I was not feeling well this week. I couldn't move. I have some eyewitnesses. They watched me. Now, I want to tell you, I had something that was scary. And I didn't know what to do. First thing, Eberstadt, get me out of this. Because it was really one of those things that you got to see the doctor. Oh, yeah? I called my doctor. I got his number.